The only apocalyptic document in the New Testament is the book of Revelation, which occupies a central place in Christian end times prophecy, predicting a golden age or paradise on earth that lasts for 1,000 years or a millennium, following a period of cataclysm or catastrophe. Its influence has been exercised in the development of Christian millennialism, where Christ will reign for 1,000 years, but was also mirrored in National Socialist philosophy, as the stated German vision of a Third Reich was expected to also last for 1,000 years, with both interpretations sharing the same Kabbalistic origins. The book of Revelation begins with John describing the opening of the seven seals and the servants of God, who number 144,000, or 12,000 from each of the tribes of Israel. John explains that there was a war in heaven as Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, resulting in the dragon cast out of heaven along with 1/3 of the angels, who then worked through the Roman emperor. He then describes a series of prophetic visions, including the Whore of Babylon, as well as imagery from the book of Daniel, such as a beast with 7 heads and 10 horns, who forces all people to bear the mark of the beast, 666. After the destruction of the beast by the second coming of Christ, the promised kingdom is established, in which Jesus rules for 1,000 years in the New Jerusalem. Central to the expectations of the book of Revelation is the rebuilding of what has been called the Temple of Jerusalem, being the third construction of the original Temple of Solomon. Since the destruction of the first Temple of Jerusalem by the Babylonians in 586 BC, and the second Temple by the Romans in 70 AD, religious Jews and certain Christian sects, such as the German Temple Society, which supported the German National Socialist government, expressed their desire to see the building of the third temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Revered by three of the world's great faiths, the site's significance stems in part from the foundation stone, which is where Abraham allegedly attempted to sacrifice his son. According to some Islamic scholars, the rock is also where the Prophet Muhammad allegedly ascended to heaven, accompanied by the angel Gabriel. The rebuilding of the Temple of Solomon is also at the core of the symbolism of Freemasonry, serving as an allegory for the order's plans, defined as the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Book of Revelation, also known as the Great Work, as indicated by Albert Pike, who himself was a 33rd degree Freemason and author of the book Morals and Dogma, in which he claims that the Book of Revelation represents the hidden secrets of the ancient Kabbalah. Quote, "The Apocalypse, that sublime Kabbalistic and prophetic summary of all the occult figures, divides its images into 3 septenaries, after each of which there is silence in heaven. There are 7 seals to be opened, that is to say, 7 mysteries to know, and 7 difficulties to overcome, 7 trumpets to sound, and 7 cups to empty. The Apocalypse is, to those who receive the 19th degree, the apotheosis of that sublime faith which aspires to God alone and despises all the pomps and works of Lucifer. Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning. Is it he who bears the light with its splendors, intolerable blinds feeble, sensual, or selfish souls? Doubt it not, for traditions are full of divine revelations and inspirations. An inspiration is not of one age nor of one creed. Plato and Philo also were inspired. The Apocalypse, indeed, is a book as obscure as the Zohar. It is written hieroglyphically with numbers and images, and the apostle often appeals to the intelligence of the initiated. Let him who hath knowledge understand. Let him who understands calculate, he often says, after an allegory or the mention of a number. Saint John, the favorite apostle, and the depository of all the secrets of the Savior, therefore did not write to be understood by the multitude. So, why did Albert Pike refer to St. John as the favorite apostle? Because it is the book of Revelation, attributed to John the Evangelist, that serves as the blueprint for the collective great work of all Templar-inspired secret societies. So it is John who is the patron saint of Freemasonry, whose occult, esoteric secrets are unveiled at the 19th degree, where the initiate is oppressed upon to labor for the benefit of those who come after him, towards a goal which extends beyond the confines of a single life. The Book of Revelation was the last book to be accepted into the New Testament canon, encoded with Gnostic concepts, and in particular, the Mithraic Mysteries, which were part of the occult knowledge of the ancient Aryan Magi, from where the Kabbalah originates, such as the biblically encoded number 12, as attested to by the 12 sons of Jacob, or the 12 apostles of Christ, which speaks to the 12 houses of the zodiac, which originates with the ancient Mesopotamian astronomer magicians. The creatures of the vision of Ezekiel and the book of Revelation are also paralleled in the lion-headed figure of the Aryan Mysteries of Mithras, which held numerous beliefs in common with Neoplatonism, Gnosticism, and Hermeticism, and eventually influenced the formation of Catholic Christianity, which was disseminated by the Roman Empire, whose army was already indoctrinated into the Mithraic Mysteries by the fall of the Second Temple. When the Second Temple was sacked in 70 AD, the inner room known as the Holy of Holies was breached, meaning the sacred area that contained the Ark of the Covenant, which was described as having a special lid that covered the top of the Ark and was ornamented with two cherubs whose outspread wings overarched the cover and touched one another. According to Kabbalists and sects such as the Swedenborgian and Moravians, the golden sculpture of the male and female cherubs that guarded the ark were entwined in the act of the sacred marriage, or intercourse. When the temple was destroyed, including the area that God allegedly dwelled in, the erotic statuary was paraded through the streets in order to embarrass the Israelites. In other words, God manifests through sexual union and guides those who works with this holy mystery. This indicates a profound relationship with other Aryan traditions, such as Hindu, Buddhist, and Taoist Tantra, as displayed in the sanctuaries of their temples. Thank you. While the number 12 in Revelation speaks to astrotheology, which did not originate in Babylon, but was inherited by the Aryans from the Pleistocene, as cave paintings made during the Ice Age by Cro-Magnon also reflects the night sky divided into 12 zodiac houses. The number 7 was also passed down to the Aryans from antediluvian times, as the Mithraic mysteries had 7 grades of initiation, which are also reflected in the 7 days of creation, the 7 candlesticks, and the church's 7 sacraments. This also speaks to the 7 celestial gods, which comprise the names of the 7 days of the calendar week, as 7 is the sacred number of the generative force of creation, with the letter G being the 7th letter of the alphabet, which speaks to the 7 chakras, or energy centers, in the human body.
The central point of the ceremony, the climax of our effort, is the definite admission into the order, the point at which a certain center or chakra is opened, a certain potentiality of power given. All that precedes that in the ceremony is of the nature of preparation for that point. All that follows it is in the nature of explanation of what has been done, or of exhortation as to how the power can be best developed and used.
Emperor Nero was initiated into the 7 mysteries of Mithras, reflected in the 7 sets of symbols on the floor mosaic in the Mithraeum Felicissimum in Ostia, Italy. Their sexual rites were performed in caves, and the initiates were sworn to secrecy. Nothing was put in writing, as their esoteric doctrines were conveyed by means of signs and symbols only, which also included secret handshakes. The Mithraic mysteries also had a baptism, symbolizing the candidate's death and rebirth on the spiritual path, with their sins washed away by baptism in water. The Church of Rome produced Christians by exactly the same method. Central to the mystery school was a communal meal, or Eucharist, where small round cakes with crosses were consumed during the Mithraic communion. Mithras was said to be born from a rock on December 25th, emerging from a cave after the winter solstice, holding a dagger in one hand to slay the bull, ending the age of Taurus to usher in the age of Aries, and a torch in the other hand to illuminate the world, a light bearer, or Lucifer, mirrored in the Statue of Liberty, which also has a crown of 7 rays. The secret Gnostic rituals of the Mithraic mysteries were reflected in rites performed by the Essenes, of which John the Baptist was allegedly a member of, as he was said to have baptized Jesus, who some scholars maintain was initiated into the sect. Which brings us back to the Templars, who claim to be descended from the 24 elders that fled into Europe around 70 AD when the Second Temple of Jerusalem was sacked. These elders were said to represent 12 men and 12 women, which represent the 12 bloodlines that comprise the 12 houses of Israel, that eventually became the nobility and married into the royal families of Europe, explaining why nations such as Germany and Sweden revere the Lion of Judah symbolism and sponsored the Crusades to retake the Holy Land, temporarily occupying the Temple Mound in search of sacred treasures, which included Kabbalistic scrolls, which became the foundation of European alchemy, or internal energetic transmutation, and mystery schools such as the Rosicrucians and, of course, Freemasons. That said, the great work of the Knights Templar, to which German figures such as Johann Wolfgang von Goethe and sects such as the German Temple Society subscribed to, were hijacked and twisted, particularly after 1913 and the World Wars, whose original global goals were replaced from one revolving around an ancient nobility which stemmed from the fabled Atlantis to to a Marxist world order, which aims to destroy all prior power structures, including the eradication of race, the confusion of gender, the elimination of any prior ethnically noble culture, and total erasure of individual spirituality and nationalist or ancestral identity, to be replaced by global atheist communism as the new secular world order. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description. Please subscribe for future updates. Leave your thoughts below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.